The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I hope you had a great weekend. Oh, let me give you the telephone number. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. First thing I have to do is take some deep breaths. I just spent a long, long time on the phone. Can I ask a question? Why do companies hire people in customer service that can't speak English? It's an honest question. It is an honest question. Why do companies hire people for customer service that can't speak English? I cannot tell you how many times I had to say, excuse me, pardon me. I can't understand you. I am so sorry. I apologize, but could you repeat that? Over and over and over again. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. Oh, my goodness. Customer service. Hey, I know at least most of you have experienced that. So I'm just taking some deep, deep breaths, letting my blood pressure go down. At least I can laugh about it. Well, at least some. Joy and I had a great weekend. We really did. We had a great weekend. We got a lot done around the house. Had one of our grandsons come over Saturday afternoon, evening, and just great to see him. And he helped around the house. And but then yesterday morning, we had an absolutely wonderful time at Crossroads Baptist in Columbus. Now, there's Crossroads Baptist all over, but this in Columbus on Cleveland Avenue, about halfway between 161 and Morse. The pastor there, Paul Gabriel, has been a friend for many, many, many years, probably one of my oldest friends, Joy and I's oldest friends, he and his dear wife. And he's been pastor there for a long time. Anyway, that church, I've got to say, I have spoken in, I would say, thousands of churches, but I don't want to exaggerate. it's probably in 54, 55 years of preaching, I've probably preached in thousands of churches, but I'll leave it at hundreds. And not just in the United States, all over the world. I've been in 32, 33 different countries, and I've been so blessed to be able to preach and minister in so many places. But I must say this. This church, Crossroads Baptist, we're here in Columbus, is the most like heaven that I've ever been in out of all the churches I've ever been in. And why do I say that? It is by far the most racially, ethnically diverse church I have ever been in. I have no idea how many ethnicities, how many races are represented in that church. Just, it's unbelievable the diversity, racially, socially, economically. Joy and I have had the privilege of being there on many occasions, and every time I tell them, this has got to be what heaven's going to be like. I mean, every kind of person imaginable, from the upper economic and educational scale to those less educated, former drug addicts and former who knows what else, just a congregation brought together by the cross of Christ. They love each other. Race, color, ethnicity means nothing to these people. And I've been in some other churches that are somewhat racially diverse, and the black people sit here, the white people sit over here, and they get along okay, but, you know, they sit together and no. It's incredible. Pastor Paul Gabriel, under his leadership, has done a phenomenal job of bringing people together as brothers and sisters in Christ, which is the way it should be. And that's why I say it's got to be something like heaven's going to be. So anyway, it was just a thrill for Joy and I to be there. We love those folks, and they love us, and it was just a privilege and an honor. It was so receptive and easy to preach to. Not all, and I don't expect anybody to understand this other than preachers or pastors, not all congregations are equal in their reception to preaching. Some congregations are just incredibly easy to preach to, and others, to be honest, are like, we dare you to bless us. So anyway, it was great. Great to be there. They're doing a great job, and they reflect their neighborhood. The neighborhood around the church is extremely diverse. Now, and I hope no one misunderstands this. I pray no one misunderstands this. But many predominantly white churches, when the neighborhood becomes diverse, it's called white flight. They pick up, sell the building, and move. Well, they haven't done that. The neighborhood around the church is incredibly diverse, and they're just reaching their neighborhood, which again is the way it's supposed to be. So anyway, it was a good morning, and we were just privileged to be there with those fine folks. But talk about good news, bad news. Here's the headline: Ohio's first high school for teens recovering from addiction opens in Columbus. Heartland High School is welcoming their students, as all high schools, junior high schools, are welcoming students. This is a school dedicated to helping teens in recovery. I think that's great, because teens that have gotten hooked, gotten addicted, have unique special needs, and I don't know that it's a good idea just to mainstream them back into a regular school. So I think this is great. I think it's good news, and yet I think it's incredibly sad that we need a high school dedicated just to teens recovering from addiction. It's Heartland High School. The principal is Paige Stewart. And the principal said, I think one of the coolest things is we just meet kids where they're at. Well, that's good. It is a public school, and I pray that they will initiate values and deal with the root problem of addiction, which usually our society and our culture does not deal with the root issues of addiction. So anyway, good for them. And again, it's kind of a good news, bad news. Need to take a break. I could take an Auntie Anne's pretzel right now. Love Auntie Anne's pretzels. Haven't had one forever, but I just love them. I had no idea the story behind Auntie Anne's pretzels. Well, I'm going to share at least a part of it with you when we return. I think you will be encouraged and blessed. You're listening to Bob Brady Live. We'll return.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Yeah, I'll take one of those cinnamon pretzels with the glaze on it. Oh, yeah, from Auntie Anne's. And I don't know whether you ever tried it, the pretzel dog. Haven't had one of those for years, but oh my goodness, they're so good. Of course, I am a connoisseur of health food known as hot dogs. Well, anyway, love Auntie Anne's. And of course, they're all over. Almost every mall in America has an Auntie Anne's, and they're in airports. Coming back from Moldova, I think we came back through Frankfurt. I could be wrong, but it seems like there was an Auntie Anne's in Frankfurt. I don't know. Certainly was at Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. Anyway, this huge business that, by the way, is no longer owned by its founder, and I'll tell you why. But I knew nothing, absolutely nothing of the founder of Auntie Anne's until today. The founder is Ann Beiler. I believe that's the way it's spelled, B-E-I-L-E-R, Ann Beiler. Developed it into a multi-million-dollar business. She sold it a few years ago so she could pursue other interests, which I will tell you about as well. She was the wife of a Mennonite farmer from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Yeah. A wife of a Mennonite farmer who liked to make hand-rolled soft pretzels. And she began selling them at a local farmer's market in Amish country in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And, well, the rest is history, as they say. However, the personal story behind it, at the age of 19, she married her high school sweetheart, Jonas, from a very, very strict, rigid Mennonite, not Amish, but Mennonite family, Amish country, but Mennonite family. Very strict, very rigid, very, very legalistic. So when she's 19, she marries her high school sweetheart, and almost immediately she becomes pregnant. They have a precious little girl. And when the little girl was 18 months old, she was tragically killed in a farming accident. Again, these are farmers, Mennonite farmers in Pennsylvania. Their 18-month-old daughter was tragically killed. She says, Ann Beiler says, I struggled so much and blamed God for allowing Angela to die. I couldn't stop grieving. I couldn't stop crying. I began to feel guilty as a Christian because I believed I was to conquer and able to overcome and be victorious through Christ. But I couldn't get over that deep sorrow and longing to see my daughter. She says, at the end of the day, I began to live a life pretending I was someone I wasn't. Then it really turns tragic. She begins going to her pastor for counseling. She's depressed, she's despondent, she's guilty, and she goes to her pastor, a very strict, conservative, Mennonite, well-respected member of the community, and he seduced her and began to sexually abuse her and told her that it would have to be a secret, that the community would shun her if the community ever found out. Anyway, that went on for 6 full years. She was sexually abused by her pastor and kept it secret. So she's feeling guilty because of the grief and remorse over the loss of her daughter. And now she feels incredibly, incredibly guilty because she's having sexual relations with her pastor and her husband doesn't know about it. And after 6 years of this, she said, I had to tell my husband. She says, after nearly a decade of this spiritual and physical abuse, she found herself on the brink of suicide, weighing just 92 pounds, all the while she prayed by her bedside, begging God to save her from her pain. I never said a word to anyone for 6 years because he told me not to. I believed in his leadership because that's all I knew. That's all I knew to do. The chains of sorrow and shame were finally broken when she made the decision to tell her husband Jonas of the pain she had silently endured for years. Quote, slowly the couple found God restoring their marriage as they took steps towards reconciliation. She says, quote, I decided to live out James 5:16, which tells us to confess our sins to one another and pray for one another so that we will be healed. I confess my sins to my husband and practice full honesty and transparency. It took me into a whole new world of light and truth. She later found out that this same pastor had abused her sisters and her best friend. Well, I'm going to run out of time, but anyway, she began sharing her testimony around the country of God's deliverance from the sexual abuse, the healing and restoration that God had made in her family with her husband. And she wrote a book, The Secret Lies Within. And a few years ago, she sold the business because she wanted to do full-time work for Christ. It's an incredible story. So she no longer owns the company. She sold it to, who knows, I don't know, and it doesn't make any difference. But she is now sharing her story around the country, and her book, The Secret Lies Within, will be released on September 10th. September 10th. Again, it is The Secret Lies Within by Anne. It's either Beiler or Beiler, B-E-I-L-E-R. Another wonderful story of God's amazing grace. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.